What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday the 3rd of July. One day to go. Countdown is finished. Well, it will be tomorrow. One day to go until the pubs open. 2 days to go until you get the one hell of an almighty hangover. The worst you've had for 3 months. But it'll all be worth it unless you're waking up in a bed in the A&E department. If you're waking up in your own bed or somebody else's bed that's a lot more attractive than you are, then you're all doing well. But it's going to be exciting, although it's going to piss you down. That's typical. That's the fucking be a bit of... It can't all be good news, can it? It's going to piss you down tomorrow, which means, in a bad way, everybody's going to have to cram into the pub because you can't stand outside in the beer garden or in the outdoors areas if it's pissing down. So everyone's going to cram in the pub. So you might have to get your masks on, your balaclavas and whatever. Get your trendy... get all your gear on. All your nice clothes, and you'll have to get a mask that matches your clothes, like if you're wearing silver. Not that I wear silver. I might do on a star spangly night out, but you know, if I'm wearing all denim, I'll have to get myself a denim mask. You know, be all like, that'll be triple denim then. Or even it could be quadruple if I've got a denim shirt on underneath my denim jacket with my denim jeans and my denim mask. But I will be... Mr. Denim. Some people ain't into that. Everyone was going, double denim. That shit, that is. I've always wore it. James Dean always used to wear fucking double denim. Tell me, James Dean, when does James Dean ever look out of fashion? Never. Don't listen to the fashion fucking police or the fashion, fashion gurus or whatever. They're only just changing the fashion every 3 months so that you have to buy their fashion. It's a con, isn't it? Double denim never goes out of fashion. Triple denim is still good, in my mind, but the mask, I'm not too sure whether that one will work, to be fair, but I haven't even got a mask, so I don't even know what the deal is. Some pubs might say you've got to wear them, but I think they're putting up screens and everything, aren't they? So you're just going to have to try and keep away from everybody. You have to. What about a conga? Is that going to be right? A two-metre distance conga? What else could you do? You could do breakdancing. That'll keep people away from you. If you're doing a fucking backspin on the floor, nobody's going to come within fucking 5 feet of you because they think you're going to kick the drinks out of their hands. So, yeah, it depends on where you go. I don't think that'll go down too well in a Wetherspoons because everybody's on crutches in there. Everybody's like, you know, everybody's old and skint and, you know, what's the word? Skin doesn't really matter. You can, that's got no bearing on it, but they're old and they're on walking sticks and a lot of old people drinking Wetherspoons is what I'm trying to say. So if you start fucking busting some body popping moves and breakdancing, start kicking drinks out of their hands, you'll end up with fucking, what's it called? You'll kill one of them. You'll become more dangerous than the COVID. Anyway, Donald Trump has changed his tune, said he might be wearing a mask. He said he's not too bad with it now, especially as they've said they've got 50,000 new coronavirus cases. So it ain't fucking slowing down over there, is it? So he's saying he's going to wear a mask because it makes him feel like he's the Lone Ranger. You could change that a little bit and say that he's the Lone Deranged. It doesn't quite work, but you know what I mean. Change Ranger to Deranger somehow. But he's going to be wearing a mask. If he's told to, he's trying not to. He was trying not to. But what did he say the other day to a reporter? You don't want to be politically correct. The reporter had a mask on, was talking to him. He said, I can't hear you. The reporter said, I'll speak louder. He said, pull your mask down. The reporter wouldn't. He said, oh, you're trying to be politically correct, are you? It's mad that wearing a mask has become a political issue over there. You see all these people at the fucking... like they're in a court or whatever, giving their speech, going, it's my right not to wear a mask. It's my right. It's also your right to fucking die of the disease. And it's also people's right to fucking not come and visit you because you give it to everybody else. And also your right for the fucking doctors to maybe say, oh, what, she didn't wear a mask? Well, put her on the last, you know, if we're running out of ventilators, let her be last. Or him. Well, it's a bit fucking, you know, childish, isn't it? I'm not wearing a mask, it's my right. You know, nobody's doing that in any other country. I mean, every country's got their own different kind of people. We've got idiots here. We've got idiots having fucking parties and everything like that. So Americans have got that thing going on. Sweden, they're all more compliant. They comply more, don't they? That's why they tried the different tactic, but they've still got a load of deaths. Anyway, am I fucking, what am I on about? I'm trying to make a, this meant to be Friday, Party Friday. I can't talk about fucking dying, death and whatever. I'll be feeling like I'm dying on Sunday. I'm sure about that. So Monday's podcast might be very, 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 very somber and very, I even know this one is turning out that way. But let's talk about the escape snake that's caused panic stations in a town after an expert identified it as a venomous killer. There's a lot of snakes. We don't get snakes in England. Or we get grass snakes, maybe. Fucking small little things. Tiny things, but we don't get snakes. So all of a sudden, we got fucking vipers, boa constrictors. People are letting their snakes loose. There's a boa constrictor on the loose the other day. Now we got a viper in Devon. That's good. It's nowhere near me. That's a fucking good thing. But that's like, imagine it's bright green as well. So you can't miss it. If you see a bright green snake, not that you shouldn't be surprised by any kind of snake, but if you see a bright green one in particular, it's like the Hulk version of the snakes. It's bright green and he looks dangerous. He just looks like poison and he's a venomous killer. So if he's coming at you on Saturday, you're going to be that pissed. You're going to actually think that you're actually going to bend down to stroke it. So if you're in Devon and you're listening to me, if you see a green snake, do not stroke it. It's not a pet snake. It's not, well, it is a pet snake, somebody's let it go, but it's not a fucking, you know, like the pub dog or whatever else. It's a pit viper and it could seriously hurt somebody. So as I said, there's fucking all sorts of that going on, isn't there? Somebody's spiders, deadly snakes, deadly disease, it all could kill you. And deadly drink. If you drink too much, you might just, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to depress you. You might injure yourself. I am going to say it. You got to drink, but with caution. At the very least, have somebody with you who's not drinking so they can carry your arm over their shoulder. I remember once in Ibiza, I ended up drunk passed out on the curb, I think. Something like that. But just so happens that somebody happened to be walking past that knew me because I'd lost everybody. And they saw me just as my eyes were closing. And they went, is that you? And luckily they saved me because I guaranteed I'd have woke up and I'd have been mugged. I'd all my stuff nicked. That's how drunk I was. Crazy. Vodka. I don't drink vodka usually. So stick to what you know as well. Who the fuck am I? I think I'm like I'm acting like a school teacher today. Three burglars who jetted to Britain from poverty-hit Chile to target millionaire mansions were told by a judge doing time would be a lot easier. were told by a judge that doing time would be a lot easier too. What? They blame poverty in their homeland for coming to steal in the UK. Oh, and he said, oh, yes, so you thought that doing time would be a lot easier as well. Has he sent them home? They've got 4 years each, so they are doing time here. They probably would. They'd probably see it as like, what's it called? A bit of a camp here compared to I say in Chile. Chile's not as bad as some of the countries over there, but some of their jails. Fucking hell, in the Brazil jail, there was a mad jail in Brazil that I saw and they put a table out. There was a table and they had like they was having a party at the time because there was a table there with like lines of cocaine that were bigger than fucking, what were they bigger than? Put it this way, you would never get it all up your fucking nose. It was like, they were huge. It was like, but there was a table with about 100 lines on it and they was all passing this thing around. There was somebody was videoing it. But it was all crammed in there. So imagine that. You'd be paranoid. Everyone would be paranoid off the red then because everyone would start clucking then and going crazy when they're coming down. There's no music. And the next thing you know, they're all getting horny and they're all trying to fucking shag each other. How do I know that that's what goes on? This is just the idea that I imagine how that would play out. You wouldn't want to wake up after a fucking night out so you thought you was having. In a Brazilian jail, then wake up in a Brazilian jail, sharing a cell with about fucking 30 people. Especially as an Englishman there, as a foreigner. I mean, these are Chileans in a British jail, they'll get an easy run. Even our criminals have probably got... There's a lot of dangerous people in England, but I imagine that there's some, mostly, would be like, you know, they'd get on with them, but you're still going to have some that might abuse them or take the piss out of them for being foreign. We do have a lot of racists here, unfortunately, still. What's it called? David Jason has been keeping himself happy watching... David Jason, Del Boy, one of my favourite TV show growing up. Comedy, Only Fools and Horses. It must have rubbed off on me because that's how I live my life, fucking buying and selling shit like on there. Still waiting for the big one. But the Del Boy, he's watching them back during the lockdown, cheering himself up. It's brought back such fond, heartfelt memories. He thought the cast, especially Nick, were on top form delivering the brilliant material. But it must be weird watching it back because a lot of them have died, haven't they? So that's got to be fucking hard to watch it. But as you're watching it, him watching his own, watching himself and everybody else from the other side of the camera, because they were acting it, weren't they? So it's got to be strange, but it's hilarious. So even you yourself have got to find it funny. You've got to fucking laugh at that. It's one of the funniest programmes on TV, especially when they were younger, Del Boy and Rodney. So, and Trigger. But yeah, it's got to be hard for him to watch him back because he's 80 now, so he's knocking on. But he's still Del Boy in my eyes. All the things he's done afterwards, not a touch on it. What's it called? A man chopped off his penis successfully. A man who chopped off his penis successfully reattached it by surgeons 24 hours later. He was having a paranoid. He was having a psychotic episode. They haven't said whether he was high or anything, but that's fucking got to be. Pretty fucking 20. They didn't find him for 15 hours. He didn't be discovered for 15 hours. He chopped off his own penis and he's had it reattached. So look at, and it's all working. He's back in the game again. So I hope you don't fucking have that another situation like that again, because unless they should have put a zip on it so that he could just zip it off and zip it back on rather than have to resort to cutting it off. That's got to be drugs, isn't it? I mean, might not be, but it's probably the fucking drugs that they give you for your illness. I mean, they give you, like, medication for your fucking psychotic episodes. Half of them are psychotic side effects. So some of them are stronger than, you know, you shouldn't even be on them. It's crazy. It's a fucking minefield mental illness. It's one of the worst things you could fucking ever have because... You don't know, do you? I mean, obviously, he doesn't know. I mean, clearly, you would know not to do that, 100%. But when you're obviously having a situation like that, you think that's a good idea. It's crazy. Shame. But anyway, some lucky ladies, because he's going to be making up for lost time there, and he might have even gained a couple of inches. Probably lost, more like, but he'll have to work with what he's got. Anyway, good luck to him. He's from my town, Birmingham. So we got a lot of crazy people in Birmingham as well. I've been bigging up Birmingham for the last few weeks, but clearly we've got some really crazy people. But that's why I like it. We've got some of the best craziest people in the country, the maddest people. I'll tell you about that another day. What's it called? One human year. Well, last two, should I say? We were running short. I know, maybe two, maybe three. Fuck off, Wayne. Oh, my brain isn't working properly. One human year may not be equivalent to seven dog years. Now, they say a dog is 7 years to one human year. Now, they're saying that one dog year, a one-year-old dog is actually the same as a 30-year-old human. How does that fucking work out? That 1 year can't work out to 30 years. So one dog year is equivalent to a 30-year-old human, and a 4-year-old is similar to a 52-year-old. So they must, like, go to a 30-year-old in 1 year and then rapidly do two or three years. No, do... it must decrease then, obviously, because a 4-year-old's a 52-year-old. So anyway, so there you go. And a 12-year-old dog is about 17 human years. That's a shame, isn't it? Because they love life. They get a miserable dog unless he's with a miserable person. Dogs are the fucking happiest Larry. Even if they're fucking, when they've got no leg. You ever seen dogs where they've got no legs or no eyes or whatever? They're still happy as Larry. They don't get it. They don't understand. They just think, as long as you're feeding me and I get to run around and everyone's being nice and kind to me, I'm having the time of my life. But it's only fucking humans when they come into contact with fucking arsehole humans that they turn into, you know. You see some of these Facebook videos of the dogs in some countries when they're found, like, where they've been beat up and they've been, like, no food and they're skinny, and they bring them back to life, almost dead. And it's amazing what they turn into from what they were. But, like, humans are fucking arseholes. To animals, anyway. And plenty of other humans. Doggers, these are the human sexual doggers, not animal doggers. Dogging, should I say. Dogging. What am I on about? Doggers were chased from a beauty spot by two protesters waving axes. So two people took umbrage to people having a good time enjoying themselves. Told you. So even the doggers, they're having a great time. They're happy as Larry when they're out there shagging each other's wives, and truckers all pulling up. There's a big, like, long line of, redneck truckers all lined up, ready to shag your girlfriend and whatever else, watching you through the window. They're having the time of their life. But two other people have took umbrage to that, and they've, like, come down with the axes and chased them out of the place. They've got to be fucking religious, haven't they? They've got to be Christian. You're going against God's will. Or maybe that's like they're a couple that don't have sex anymore, or sex has just become dead boring. And they've gone, like, fucking, I ain't having that. I ain't having people having a good time when I can't even get a hard on. I'm fucking, get the axes off the wall. Let's get down there. Good job they didn't fucking, unarm them and then shag them for fucking, imagine that. There's about 50 people all horny, all desperate for a fucking shag. They've all probably took drugs and Viagra and everything. You two come down trying to fucking spoil the party, and they'd be like, I'll tell you what, why don't we just spoil your fucking party, take the axes off you, and we'll all start shagging you one after another. Although that is rape, but I think it's going to be a fair 50-50. If you're trying to swing an axe at somebody's head, he's not actually, you're trying to kill him. He's just trying to fucking get his oats on you. So anyway, they got caught. They got caught. Got confronted in the. So they even ended up in court and got 80 hours of community service. So imagine that. Imagine the judge was there. He'd be like, "You fucking pair, I remember you. I fucking nearly snapped my dick off. It jolting when I turned around. I was getting busy. I'm going to give you 80 hours of community service. You're lucky I don't send you to prison." I'm sure the judge wouldn't be there. I'll tell you what, judges might be. Judges are like the fucking, some of the, but these high-class hookers and everything, they've got all the stories about judges and whatever else, and they've got some right weird tales, haven't they? A judge dressing up as babies, or, you know, asking you to fucking sandpaper his dick and all that kind of stuff. I'll tell you what, it's gone downhill this the end. I was getting all... I was being all nice and school teacherish earlier. Now I've just become sexually depraved, I think. Last one. There's more metal in the moon than there is on Earth. So if you want to make some money, I'll tell you what, nobody's even touched it. That's like a minefield. If you can get yourself up to the moon, get on Button Moon, get on Mr. Spoon's little baked bean rocket. You can send yourself up to the moon. And you can dig away. Nobody's touched it. It's full of gold. It's full of fucking silver. It's full of every metal, probably. They're saying that it's got more metal than there is on Earth. You're never going to get it back down here, but still, you get yourself stuck up there, but on the big cheese. But someday, somebody's going to do that. That's going to be, when we run out of fucking things down here, they're going to be up to the moon, and they start bringing that down. That's going to be the new gold, because gold's going to be old ass, as soon as they get, what's the new one going to be called? Moon metal. So anyway, somebody's already made a fortune selling square miles of the moon, or land on the moon, and he doesn't even own it, and people have been buying them in their droves, £100 a time, I think, or $100, and have sold, like, plots of land on the moon for when people get to go up there and, like, build a house. This is how fucking mental people are. And they bought it all. They bought loads, and the guy doesn't even own the moon. He's just printing off pieces of paper and selling off plots, and everyone's been fucking buying them, going, I own it. So they're thinking they own a bit of gold there, or a bit of, like, a mine field. But unfortunately, you own fuck all. So put that one in your pipe and smoke it. I'm going to leave it there. Anyway, hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Get pissed. See you on Monday with a hangover. See you later for now. Bye.